everyone. This is Realtor Linda Peltz. Today I'm with Michelle Johnson from Hero Loan Teams, and she's going to discuss with you how this new lending law is going to be affected with the new stipulation that came down through NAR, which is our National Association of Realtor, and all the lawsuits out there. So, Michelle, how's it going to affect us?
Hi, Linda. Well, there are a lot of questions still about how it's going to affect everybody, but we do have some answers to some questions, and I just want to kind of address those for now. And as it gets closer, because it's going to happen in July, that kind of things in theory are changing in some different ways. And I think it's important to understand like what is changing and how that will affect things, and then how the lending companies are responding to that. So I'm sure some people don't know anything about it, so we'll just kind of start from the basics. Start from the beginning. And this is a National Association of Realtors kind of issue, and the truth of the matter is that every state also has their own Association of Realtors, and every state has different laws when it comes to real estate and when it comes to mortgages. And what I can say is that California is already very I guess like client friendly, they really take the public into consideration in pretty much all of their laws, making sure that we're being very transparent, we're disclosing everything, we're making sure that the public's needs and best interests are represented in every way. So in California especially, things are not going to change very much because we were already disclosing how those commissions were being split and paid. I mean, you're a realtor and you know you do a lot of
right
work.
There on the contract. Yeah, listing
That's
contract.
Right. Right.
That
So
they sign.
So when you sell your house, for anybody who hasn't done that yet, when you sell your house, you are paying your realtor, and then you're also paying the salary of, or I should say the commission.
You're,
but what realtors get paid, that's the only thing they get
you're
paid.
Inviting buyer's agents to bring their clients in to purchase your home.
Exactly.
That means, right, you know,
right.
You're saying, hey, it's kind of like, I don't know, kind of like I know there was some big discussions out in public about like Uber and Lyft and how that they, you know, they could offer it to a driver to go pick them up for certain rates, and then they would just avoid the contracts that said, well, we're not going to pay you anything, but you can still come get us, right? Or we're going to pay you very little. We're going to go for the ones that's going to pay us more, right? So,
yes.
You know, not everybody was getting serviced, you know, through Uber and Lyft because of that, or like Uber Eats or some of those, because, you know, they have different fees, right? So why
yes.
would they take, so it kind of works the same way. So why would a buying agent take their client to the one home in the neighborhood that's not going to pay them anything and expect
right.
the buyer to pay it when there's already, you know, very limited funds to come up with closing costs and down payments and this and that? They're going to take
yes.
it to the home where the seller made good, wise decisions and said, but I will pay you more to bring them into my house, which is pretty much identical to the house that's not going to pay you. Why wouldn't we take them to the other home? I mean,
that's a very
it's
good
been
point.
that way forever, and it's really not changing much short of the way they notify us realtors what the fees are going to be, but it really hasn't changed any, you know. And I have always been upfront with my buyers. You know, I will be more than happy to show you that home, but I do want you to be aware the seller has already stipulated that you have to pay my fee. You know,
right.
we can go look, that's not a problem. Well,
Right.
usually their response is, well, no, let's go look at the other
Yeah,
three.
let's look at another one. Yeah, and that's really what it's about, is it's taking the buyer's best interests into mind, and also the seller's for that matter, because, you know, and I've heard the comment already, well, if I'm selling my house, then shouldn't I wait until July so I don't have to pay for the realtor? And the reality is, if you set yourself up in that way, you're going to end up in one, a situation where you're having less houses, like less people looking at your house. So you're going to end up with less offers. And
And a
then
lot
when
longer
you,
days on market.
right? And I like longer days on market, right? So if you're looking to
Lot
buy
lower
another house,
offers.
that's right. And if you're looking to buy another house, now you have to worry about, like, when is my house going to sell so I can get into contract on another house? And so there's just like a lot of complications. But then if you once I put my house on the market, let's say I'm only agreeing to pay for a seller, you seller's agent, right? Now I have the only people really coming to my house are those who can either afford to pay their own realtor, which there are some, but a lot of people out there who are buying a house can really only afford their down payment, their closing costs, and their monthly payment. They can't really afford an additional amount, and some can't even afford that. I mean, we do programs that help people with down payment, that help people with closing costs, so they don't have an additional however much to pay their realtor. So I'm now selling my house. I'm not agreeing to pay for a buyer's realtor. So I'm only getting people coming in who are maybe not even represented by a realtor. They're saying, you know what? I can afford to pay a realtor, so I'm not going to be represented by a realtor. So now what happens when we want to have an offer? Now what happens when we want to have a close?
We're going to have a
Well,
lot more
that's a great question.
lawsuits, is what's going to
Exactly.
happen if
And
they
Linda
go
and I were,
that route.
that's right. And you and I were just talking about, that it takes a long time to really understand real estate contracts and to really understand all of the processes that go into it, because you and I both deal with loans, homes and the process between saying, yes, I'll accept your offer, and okay, now here are your keys. And it's not like you just, pay for something with a credit card, you get a receipt and it's yours. There's a lot that goes into that process between point A and point Z, from offer to home ownership.
And
And
I don't think
so,
a lot of them realize that. They think, oh, I'll just sign this piece of paper and I go move into my house. And it doesn't really work
that's
that
right. And that's what we're here to help you do. That's what Linda's here to help you do. And that's what I'm here to help you do, is understand, okay, now it's time for the appraisal, and now it's time for the inspection, and now it's time for the whatever it is, extension, if that's a necessity. This has to be fixed. How can we do these different things? And so it's really important that we understand the value and the benefit of having a buyer's agent working for you, because they are
For
the ones with your
you,
best
not for
interest
the
in
other
heart.
one, for you.
That's right. Because if I walk into a home and I say, okay, I'm going to buy this home, and you're the listing agent, so will you just handle the whole transaction? It's like, okay, now you have somebody who is clearly looking out for the seller's interest, working on your purchase. So if I want to negotiate, if I want, if something just doesn't look right, if I want them to fix something, who is that agent working for now? It's very unclear and it's very hard to tell. So that's kind of the whole process and kind of the whole thing that people are kind of confused about. So like I said, here in California, we always disclose that. Like you said, when you're
It's
purchasing a home, when
been
you're selling your home,
disclosed
you say,
for
that's
as long as
right.
I've
When
been
you're
doing
That's
it.
right. When you're selling a home, you're going to know I'm paying my realtor, and then I'm going to pay whatever realtor brings the offer in and handles everything so that it's a smooth transaction, to make sure that buyer can get into their new home so I can go do whatever I want, whether it's purchase a new home, whether it's move out of state, like whatever it is. And I am really paying for the facilitation and making that transaction easier. One thing that's really nice that just came out is that the Freddie and Fannie, and those are the companies that basically guaranteed all of the loans, as long as it's conventional, they are going to allow for the seller to still continue to pay your commission, and they can roll that into like basically when you ask for closing costs from your seller, they can pay up to a certain amount, but that's the maximum amount. So they're
That's
going to allow those,
normally after the changes, they're going to
right.
do this.
Right. And after the changes, they're going to allow you to have the additional amount to pay for the realtor. So they're facilitating this so that it can be really smooth and easy. And realistically, the best thing for the seller, the buyer, the agents, the loan officers, everyone in the real estate business is for the seller to continue to pay for the buyer's agent, really, because the buyer's agent does a lot. And I mean, talk about what the buyer's agent does, Linda, in like the whole process.
I don't think they get quite enough credit because they are back actually buffering between the listing agent, which has their own attitude and their own views and their own
Agenda.
justifications on what
Right.
part of the team are they going to fulfill, right? So the buyer's agent basically will come in and buffer all that. They'll, push where the paperwork, timelines need to be, and they'll push where, most homes are sold as is, don't get me wrong, but there's still times that the buyer's agent's going to request certain repairs. I mean, like for instance, this last one I just closed had a major water leak gushing under the home. Listing agent had never bothered to have a pest report or a home inspection, and the seller had absolutely no clue, right? Buyer's agent, they go in with all the inspections and they tell, the other agent, hey, your house has a problem. You've got a major water leak, and sometimes it's in case of a in point, case in point, that it's a request for repairs, right? I mean, okay, we don't mind buying this house, and I get it, they're sold as is, but we're not taking it with a major water leak under it. We fully expect that to be fixed, right? And then you're negotiating all this as the buyer's agent. You're keeping track of all those. Number one, you're getting their offer accepted. And different markets require a different way to write up paperwork in order to get it accepted. Not every market's the same. So if it's a heavy seller's market, you're going to be writing that paperwork up different than if it's a buyer's market. So you have to be able to stay up on all those contract laws and all the different methods to getting things approved and through the transaction and getting your offer accepted over maybe, if it's a huge seller's market, you can be going up against 20, 30 people. You better know how to write that offer to get yours accepted over, those 20, 30 other offers. If it's a buyer's market, what can we do to help our client, get into a house that's been out on the market for, 200 days, when it's a buyer's market, we just don't have enough buyers to accommodate all the homes out now. And we haven't had one of those for a while, but they've still kind of come and went throughout the last year because the market's kind of been up and down a little bit, and our homes are sitting out there a little bit longer than they were. So, but my point is there's just a ton of paperwork. I think that's the key point. Buyer's agents have to know their contracts, have to know their paperwork, have to know their timelines, have to know, different avenues to get, and that's that thinking outside the box, because there's no two transactions the same, but you have to know how to get past certain obstacles. And sometimes those obstacles is the listing agent, sometimes they're the seller, sometimes they're the escrow company, sometimes they're maybe an inspector, sometimes it's maybe another government agency, maybe it's an HOA, maybe it's a this, maybe it's that. There's different agent lending. Sometimes you're battling lending, because every life is different than another life. So they're kind of battling, lenders are battling that on their own. So that's what the buyer's agent does, is they better be adept at all that contract work and being able to get through that team of people that's on this transaction and getting their personalities to do whatever they're supposed to be doing for their part of this transaction. And that's what the buyer's agent does. There's a lot of that infiltration into these different personalities and teammates, and kind of know when to say something in order to get them to do their part, because maybe they're slacking in a certain whatever timeline, date, paperwork might be missing, who knows, but that's what a buyer's agent does, is they have to negotiate all this. They have to know their paperwork. They have to know their timelines. They have to know sometimes there's backdoor boxes. Sometimes I've had to go out and actually take my contractors out to do a repair on something that isn't even my home, isn't even my listing, because listing agents aren't capable, and yet we have to have certain things done in order to get these homes to close, you know. So that's what a buyer's agent, they go above and beyond. I've had to go take pictures for my lenders. It's not my
Not to
job, but
mention, right. Well, I mean, it's all your job, and that's really what it comes down to, is that the buyer's agent ends up just doing everything. And not to mention that you are the liaison, you are the assistant basically for your buyer. Like, the buyer can come to you and say, "Hey, here are all of my questions. What does the process look like? What does this paperwork mean? You know, what is the next step? Like, you're telling me it's, you know, whatever. Like, I'm giving you earnest money. What does earnest money mean? Is it definitely non-refundable? How does this work? You know, and so the buyer's agent
Home
knows all of
warranties. They
those.
don't a lot of times understand the difference between a home warranty and
That's
insurance. Sometimes I've
right.
had to help them find insurance because they don't even
That's
understand
right.
that process.
That's
So
right. So,
everybody
and
comes
there's
in at
no
a
shame.
different point.
Right. And there's no shame in not understanding the process. The truth is, nobody understands the process until you've done it. And even those who have purchased a home before are probably didn't buy one in the last 2 years, and certainly
And
haven't
it's
done
all
20
changed.
transactions in the last year.
Just like
So.
this big change that's coming in July, right? So
Right. Yes. Exactly. So we need them. We need their help. And so, you know, as with anybody, you don't want to go to work and do that for free. I'm telling you, your buyer's agents will not do all they do for free. It's bad enough for buyer's agents because they're out there, they're picking up their clients, they're taking them and they're showing them homes, and they're showing you as many homes as you need to see until you actually make an offer. And a lot of times too, unfortunately, people will go out and look at homes, and then something will happen in their life that makes it to where, you know what, I actually can't
I've had that
purchase
more
a
times
home
than
right
not.
now.
Something medical
Yes,
comes up or something tax
right.
wise or something. And a
And
lot of things have
it's easy.
caused, you know,
Yeah,
you've
I
been
mean,
working with these
well,
clients for 2 years and all of a sudden they had to go away from the market because they didn't get in time.
and now all that time that you spent, you don't get paid for. And that's
Nope.
okay. Like, a good agent's never going to make you feel bad about that. That's fine. You know,
That's just
that's what
part of
they
life.
do. That's part of life. That's part of the business. But then saying, "Oh, well, I don't think I want to pay to have an agent," it's like, that's not, it's not the way to go, and it's not going to benefit you, and it's not going to benefit anyone else. So I think that's where we're going with
The
it.
bottom line is there's solutions and we're
Yeah, there's
working on
solutions.
them
Exactly.
and we're going to be
And
able
there's,
to roll some of that in that, you
that's
know,
right.
sellers are going to be starting to be obnoxious about, I guess, to a certain degree. I don't think they are because, you know, I still explain it to that way to my sellers when I list a home anyway. You know, this is what I charge, you know, to handle all this, but in the same respect, you know, you do need to pay the buying agent. That's exactly what I say to them. You do need to pay the buying agent if you expect them to bring their clients in to look at your home.
Exactly
I
it.
said,
Yeah.
you're adding
That's
days on
exactly it.
market, you're adding, you know, a lower sales price, you're adding all kinds of stuff in there if you try to put it out the other way. So.
Right. So that's just what you're going to be looking at. If you're a buyer going forward after July, you're just going to make sure that your agent knows, "Hey, I'd like to look at houses that are covering the buyer's agent." And
And in order
then
for us to
I'll show
get
you.
that through the lending department, which is you, is they are coming up with solutions in your back end as far as some of those. But there again, it boils down to the buyer's agent needs to know how to write up their contract, and we're going to have some change in verbiage, and we're going to be having some change in our contract documents, which California is already known for having a lot compared to some of
Well,
the other states.
and that's the thing, is that you as a buyer and you as a seller, you don't have to worry about it. We are going to take care of all of that for you. You just need to know that we do that. We do that for you, and then you pay your realtors. That's the way
And you
it
pay us for our knowledge.
works. You
You pay us for
pay us for
the
your
time that we've put in and the knowledge of knowing that, you know, you're not going to end up in court because that's where a lot of this is at, and that's where a lot of the for sale by owners ends up, you know, eventually is they say like 70% of all real estate lawsuits are from the for sale by owners where nobody knew what they were doing and paperwork did go through, but it didn't cover everybody.
And that's the thing, is that there's just so many different laws. I mean, we study for weeks and weeks to pass these tests, and then we pass the test, and then the next year we got to take another test because everything changes, you know?
Everything
So,
changes.
yeah, just trust that when you're paying your real estate agents, they know what they're doing, especially if you come see Linda. She's great. You know, get a good team. You got a good lender, you got a good agent, and we can help you get the home of your dreams in a way that is that's painless, at least as much as it can be.
I tell you,
It can
working
actually be
with the
fun.
lender is so important. And we become, yes, we all become teammates on these transactions, but the lender and the buyer's agent almost become symbiotic as far
Yeah,
as, you know, we have to
sure.
become one in order to help the buyer get through. It's a huge maze, people. It's not a straight from point A to point B. There is so many steps in between, and the buyer's agent and the lender has to almost become one in order to solve some of these issues that comes up. I mean, I've had the craziest stuff come up on the lender side, and the only way to sometimes fix them is for the realtor to step in and whatever, go take the trip out to the property and do whatever, or you know, whatever it needs done, pictures or whatever it is that
Yeah,
the
whatever it
lenders
is.
haven't, because they have a huge task behind them.
Yeah.
It's not like they work for free either, but they have a huge task trying to get all
Yeah.
this paperwork together, you know, to get it past their underwriters and back office. We have a huge task trying to get our paperwork and our into our back office and, you know, different things. So it's not like, you know, you go to buy a house, it's just the cost of owning a home. You have to pay people that know something in order to, right, get this accomplished. Otherwise, you live there thinking, oh my God, I hope I did this right. Or, oh my God, you know, 2 years down the road, I get this notice from an attorney that I didn't do something right, or I didn't do that, or I didn't do
Right.
that. So, why not
Yeah,
have
you
some
don't want
peace of
that.
mind and go through the transaction like it should be? And
Right.
let's
Yeah.
just help
Peace
you.
of mind, expedited sales, you know, the most money for your home and the best deal that you're going to get as a buyer. So, yeah, that's what we do. We take care of you. So, you know, call me, Michelle, here alone team. My phone number is 559-314-6760. You can always go to our website, but really, we suggest you just reach out to Linda, and then Linda will point you towards us once she's talked to you. And you know, we can get you pre-approved and you can start shopping.
Wonderful. Everybody, this is Realtor Linda Peltz. I hope you enjoyed learning more about what's coming down the pipeline for July. It's the big NAR, they call it, National Association of Realtor lawsuits that's been going on for the last year or so. Anyway, the conclusion is commencing, and we're getting closer to figuring out all the new laws, new paperwork. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed this. I will catch you on the next one. I'm here for all you and your friends' real estate needs and questions. My license number is 01997670, and you can always get a hold of us through the contact information below. Have a great one, everyone.